Now gets to Riley Schill. Open jumper, 15 feet. Got it, and she's fouled. Schill made the basket, and she's fouled. She has four. She'll look for five at the line.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
Or maybe you're listening on your phone. You can download that WEOL mobile app. Maybe you're listening online at WEOL.com. No matter how you're listening to us tonight, we're glad you've dialed in to our girls' high school basketball preview show as we are live here at Wolfie's. We're going to be here until 9 o'clock tonight. We invite you to stop on by and pay us a visit. We're in the back part of Wolfie's. Some great food on the menu. Although, Jared, I may have to have you take that back and have them nuke it when I'm done at 9 o'clock. I'm not sure I'm going to get that cheeseburger down. Things ran a little late with my previous appointment before I got here. But great to be here at Wolfie's. And, again, come on down and pay us a visit. We're going to talk a lot of girls' high school basketball. And joining us first out of the chute is the girls' head basketball coach at Elyria Catholic High School, Eric Rothgary. But, Eric, before we talk girls' high school basketball, today being Veterans Day, I know you are a veteran of the Armed Forces, so we thank you for your service, and to everybody out there who served and wore the uniform, no matter what branch, we thank you for your service. You were a...
I was in the Army
for
4 years.
Very cool. Wow.
I always wear my Army gear on Veterans
Day. As you should, and you should wear it very, very proudly. It's a very cool thing. You know, I'm going off on a tangent here, but I don't know if that would be a trivia question or not, because I wonder how many schools have a girls and boys head basketball coach that were both in the military. Coach Gupta was a Marine.
Phil was in the Marines. Yes, he was. Yeah, we talked about it today again.
That's interesting. Well, again, we thank you for your service. Here we go, next Friday night. Hard to believe.
It's coming
quick.
Girls
high school basketball. Tell us about the EC Lady Panthers.
Coming quick. I mean, you know, we've got a lot of experience coming back. Four out of the five girls who started on opening night last year are back, and we have a few others we believe that are going to be a big help to us this year also.
Well, we just heard that highlight from Rob. Riley Schill, obviously a tremendous talent. Talk about her and talk about some of those other girls that are going to be out there for EC.
Obviously, Riley kind of gets it all going. She's a four-year starter at the point guard. She's 2 years, I think, she's been All-State on something, honorable or special mention, something to that effect. She's a great leader on and off the court, and her game just continues to improve. She's looked very good in the preseason. She had a great year last year. I mean, unbelievable games that she was able to play. I think against Lakewood when it was for the conference championship, she maybe had 30 and 26 of them were in the second half. It was a phenomenal performance. But there's plenty of others. I mean, Josie Carandang has been a four-year starter. Josie tore her ACL last year after the Lakewood game, the first Lakewood game at Lakewood, in which she probably one of her best games, you know, 16 points. I think she had 10 or 12 rebounds. She had a really nice game there. She tears her ACL in practice. But she's back, and she looks very good. Other girls have started. Nora Hopkins started most of the year last year, and she's back, and I think she's even grown a little bit. She might be about 5'11". Julia Scarpelli has started her sophomore and junior year, and she's back. She's a really good rebounder and a really smart player. Megan Scheibelhut, 6'1", freshman last year. She's a sophomore this year. She started a number of games for us last year, and she's playing well. Sam Filiaggi is a junior who's probably better known for her softball playing, but she is an unbelievable basketball player. I tell everybody she is the most improved player that I've ever coached from ninth grade to her junior year. She just works so hard, and, you know, she deserves everything she gets. She's a very hard player and a lot of fun to watch.
Rob?
21-5, and with all those girls back, I would think expectations coming into this year have to be very high, Coach.
The expectations are high, and we talked with – this is a really nice a nice senior class, and – they have I think they had a goal when they started here to win 80 games in 4 years, and I thought it was crazy. But it's something that's within reach. But we've put together a pretty tough schedule this year. I mean, obviously, you know, we're in the new league, and there's going to be some good girls basketball in that league. Bay and River, Padua, There's team – or Pat was not in our league, but they're going to be in our tournament. I'm sorry. Normandy is a very good basketball team. There's going to be some really good basketball.
Holy Name, of course,
is always good year to year. So there's going to be some good basketball. And then in our non-conference play, we have Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary's. We've got Walsh Jesuit, North Canton, Hoover, Euclid, who was I think 18-5 last year, and I saw them play this weekend at John Carroll. That's a game you might want to come and see. They look really, really good. They've got
plus. I would think their AD. They might want to beat you guys.
Well, their AD is Pat Higley, who was the head coach before me. I mean, that's obviously Pat's a very good friend of mine, and that's how we hooked up the game. And I think he was sandbagging on me a little bit about his team when he tried to hook us up for a game, because I saw him play this weekend and they look really good. So they're, you know, and then we open up in the tournament, of course, and you guys are covering the tournament again. Thanks for all that WUL does for high school basketball, girls and boys in Lorain County. It's phenomenal. It's a gift that we have to have a station like you, and the coverage that you give basketball in Lorain County is phenomenal. But we open up that first weekend. You guys will be there. We open up with Vermilion, and the other teams in there are Lorain and Keystone. You know, we have a lot of respect for all those programs there. Vermilion's got a couple of real nice players, Caitlin Schnurr, who – you know, we've got to watch grow up playing at St. Jude's. I don't usually lose a lot of St. Jude's girls to Vermilion, but I lost that one. And this will be her third year as a starter out of Vermilion. Very nice player. And Skylar Myers, I think, is running the point for them. Nice player. So that should be good right out of the chute. And Keystone, of course, has McKenna Peters, who's, you know, she's a hard-working kid, too. That's one, you know, I say Sam's the most improved player I've ever seen, I've ever coached. But McKenna has really, I think, gets better every year. And she puts a lot of work into the game. And so that'll be fun to watch them play out there, too.
Again, we're talking with Eric Rothgary, girls head coach at Elyria Catholic. Lady Panthers coming off a 21-win season last year. And as Eric just said, they open it up with a Lorain County tournament next weekend at EC. But, Eric, I want to backtrack to what you were talking about, that brutal non-conference schedule. You rattled off some teams, some real eye-openers. Is that designed for March to get you ready for tournaments?
That was not an accident. You know, we maybe felt we weren't as prepared as we should be in the past couple years in the tournament. So we wanted to really amp it up this year. You know, this is, you know, this senior class, of, you know, Riley Schill, Josie Karen Dang, Julia Scarpelli, Meredith Turnus, they've been in our program for, you know, for the last 4 years, and I think they have set some high goals for themselves. So we have to, you know, put them up against the best competition we can during the regular season.
How much of a motivating factor is that tournament loss? Boy, does it just kind of eat at kids throughout the offseason, kind of fuels them at the same time, though?
You know, we look back at that tournament, and I can't recall some of the statistics, but there's very few games in which you'll out-rebound the other team, have less turnovers than the other team, we took 15 or 20 more shots than the other team and still lose. I mean, our shooting percentage, I think we figured out, was 18% in that game. And I don't expect that's going to be a normal thing for us. I hope it's not going to be. Thanks to Phil Cook and the boys program, they bought a phenomenal gun for the shooting gun for our program to use. And I think the girls have shown a lot of improvement just in this preseason in shooting, the amount of time we're spending with that.
When you have a veteran group back like you do, and you said most of them are seniors, some of them are 4 years with you, how do you determine the goals? Do you let the girls do that on their own? Do you guys get together as a group? Do you sort of, you know, how do you go about that with a veteran group? And is it different than if you had a younger group?
I guess it's a little bit different, but, I mean, we've never been afraid to talk about high goals at Elyria Catholic. I mean, whether it's in sports or in the classroom, we talk about reaching to high heights. I'm a coach that will come out here and say our goal is to go to Columbus. That's our goal every year, and I don't think it jinxes anybody or anything like that. So I think our girls are like that too. It's not to be cocky or arrogant, but if you don't set high goals for yourself, then you can never really reach them.
Eric, I know coaches very rarely, they don't like to sit and compare teams. And I get that. I understand that. It's not fair to either team. But you've had a team play in Columbus. Does this team have that capability?
I think they do. there's obviously there's differences, and people are constantly saying, well, you know, how do you compare Riley to Emily, and how do you do this, and, you know, who do you compare to these people? I mean, everybody's their own type of person. That group that went to Columbus, was there was something special about how close they were with each other.
State Final Four team will have characteristics.
Right. And, I mean, and they had been together for so long, so that gave them a little edge. And, I mean, maybe with the camaraderie-type part of being a team, which I think is very important in girls' athletics. But this team has some different qualities, too, that I think are outstanding. And I think there's a shot. Obviously, we moved from Division III to Division II this year. We're the smallest school, I think, in Division II girls basketball.
Wow.
Which is, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing, because if you're sitting there looking at Gilmore Academy in your district in Division III, I'd just soon move up to Division I than have to face that team. I mean, I think they probably have 4 D1 college prospects on that team, so that's a tough team out there. But in our district now, we're going to be in a Division II district at Elyria High, which for us it's great to be able to play at Elyria High. It's a fantastic facility, and we'll have all local teams that we know, you know, teams that we see. I expect some of the top teams in that district to be, you know, us and Keystone and Holy Name and Padua and Firelands. There's a lot of teams that we know and we'll see, and we have a good working knowledge of that I think will be helpful. In our district in Division III, we're seeing teams, Richmond Heights and Beachwood and Gilmore, that we really didn't know a whole lot about. So I think it's going to be actually an advantage for us to have moved up to D2.
The overall depth, is that the strength of your team right now?
Well, actually, I think our depth could be a little bit of a hindrance. We've got to develop some more kids throughout this year. I don't think a lot of times we search for maybe an 8-girl rotation when you really get down to those really tough games. You know, there's going to be games where you're going to look at us and we're going to have a 10-girl rotation because we're trying to figure out who an 8-girl rotation is for the big games. So we're still fine-tuning that. I mean, we have some new young players. You know, everybody knows Riley Schill, but nobody knows Reagan Schill yet. You know, she's a freshman for us who's a phenomenal athlete and understands the game of basketball pretty well growing up in the Schill house. We have Carissa.
Must be something in the grass.
There's something out there, yeah. Yeah. They grow very good green grass, and there's no weeds in the grass.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They grow some basketball players, too.
Right. Now we have another incoming freshman, Carissa Rankin. Now she's been hurt the whole preseason, so she played for us this summer, a very good athlete. A few people may remember the Rankin name. Her brother is Justin Rankin.
Justin.
And Carissa was a starter on the volleyball team as a freshman all year, and she's working through a shoulder injury from volleyball season. So, you know, I think if we get her where we need to get, that'll add some depth. And we have some kids. You know, Meredith Turnus, I mentioned, is a senior who, you know, has been on the JV team and led the team in 3-point shots for 2 straight years. So, you know, she's looking for her chance. And there's people that are going to get a chance to step up and get something done this year. But we've got to create a little more depth on our team.
So all in all, with about a minute or so left, pretty much where you want to be, knowing that season opener is a week from Friday already.
Oh yeah,
with an experienced group. Obviously.
Yeah, we're ready to get going. We definitely are looking forward to it. I mean, and the tournament's at our place this year, so
right.
You know, we're going to get right into our conference play very early in December. So we're just ready to roll and see what we got.
Speaking of tournaments at your place, real quick, found out that D1 boys is coming to EC.
Did they announce it today? I had heard that was going to.
No,
be,
I just
happen.
I just found out, and so I announced it.
Yeah, no, I think today I didn't get on the.
I may hear from Tim Streed from the OHSAA going, yeah, you weren't supposed to let that out.
I think a lot of stuff got on the Ohio High School site today. I didn't see it, but somebody else had sent me a text about. Yeah, I think we're going to have the D1 boys.
I had 3 sources confirm it for me. So
D1 boys and D1 girls.
Yeah.
And the D1, both of them are going back to the old way of seeding teams. So
that's what I heard too.
So you're going to end up a D1 boys games with, you know, Elyria and Lorain and Midview and Amherst and all those
good
teams
stuff.
That
yep.
are going to be from here. I mean, we're going to I'm assuming the Coliseum will be full like it was back when Tim and I were in high school.
We're going to talk to Dave Zavara here in a moment. I mean, the D1 girls at EC has been a blast.
Oh,
I mean, there's been some packed houses. There's been some great rivalry games.
I think D1
boys should be fun.
I think they put the teams out today. I didn't see who the teams are. I know who somebody had sent me a text who the D2 teams are at Elyria High, and it's everybody that we would expect to be. So I'm not sure who the D1, because there's always a little a guessing game whether, you know, if they send Magnificat and St. Joe's both to the same place or they split them up or how that works out. But obviously Dave and Avon Lake will be there, and
It'll be great.
And Avon and all of those local schools that make it a fun tournament.
Hey, man, let's get this thing going.
All right.
Let's have some fun.
Thanks for having us.
Always
out.
A blast.
Good
Thank
to see you.
Eric Rothgary, girls head basketball coach at Elyria Catholic High School, as he joins us here at the table. And certainly, Rob, before we take the break, as you said, no reason why there shouldn't be lofty goals and expectations at EC. You alluded to the fact a 21-win season last year. Eric talked about all the girls coming back. New conference, but, hey, they sound like they're primed to have a really nice season.
And I didn't realize they were Division II. Boy, that makes that tournament all the tougher. I mean, It's already been fun with the local teams that are in there. And now you'd like to think, boy, maybe we can get whoever it is. We don't care. Just let's get somebody out of there that we can go cover. And that's going to be a great tournament at Elyria. So I'm very excited to hear that they moved up to D2.
All right, we are just getting started. Eric Rothgary, the first of many girls high school basketball coaches we hope to talk to tonight here at Wolfie's. Again, it's the WEOL Nick Abraham Girls High School Basketball Preview. It's presented by Nick Abraham Elyria Ford. Stop by, pay us a visit. We're here in the back room. Great food, great atmosphere, and we're talking girls high school hoops. Again, it tips off 1 week from Friday with the Lorain County Tournament over at EC. Eric talked about that. And, of course, WEOL or WEOL.com, depending upon high school football action, will be there. But one way or the other, we'll have that tournament covered a week from Friday night. Let's take a quick timeout. We alluded to the fact that Dave Zavara's in the house. That's stunning. When we come back, we'll talk to the Shore Gals head coach, as Avon Lake head coach Dave Zavara will join us here at the head table. So we'll take a quick timeout. More to come. It's the WEOL Nick Abraham Saturday, or no, it's not the Saturday wrap-up. It's girls.
It will be.
Yeah, pretty soon. Girls High School Basketball Preview on WEOL. Rob online
at WEOL.com.